Hey everybody, Jason and Casey here.
Yep, today we're going to talk about the gardens, where we're at, and what we are up to, along with everything else in our life as husband and wife and parents.
Yep, and we took a little hiatus. I looked at the last one that we did, and it was a month ago.
Well,
we just had some things.
We've come into the big project season for the year, and it's like I feel like all of our energy drains into those.
Yep.
And then once we kind of are just kind of tying up the loose ends of those projects, I feel like there's finally some extra time to do other things. Because our extra energy goes into the kids.
Yes.
So, and that's always number one priority for us.
Yep. So we should be, we will be back on track with our consistency here, but.
Yep. And our lives on Wednesdays for now.
On YouTube.
Mm-hmm. On our Lawrence Garden Farm there as well. Yep. So. Yeah, so last night we, for the first time, had somebody come out and film us to do a June garden tour in the gardens, and it was kind of awkward at first because we are so used to at least one of us being behind the camera ourselves.
Yeah, I almost didn't know how to act at first. It took a few minutes for me to kind of get in the groove.
Yeah,
but it was really nice, because if the girls needed something, it's not like we both have to be in the video the whole time. And these videos, it's not a TV show, you know, they're super casual. So if the girls needed something, you know, one of us could go with them to help them get it. The other one could stay and talk.
Yeah, we didn't have to stop filming.
Right.
And we hired someone that we are very comfortable with. So that's not where the awkwardness came from. It mainly just came from the fact that Jason and I were actually able to talk and do the tour together.
And act like how we normally would if nobody else was there. So
it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And so we have, his name is Jeff, and he's from Gravity Photography. He's really great, and he specializes mainly in weddings and senior photos, but we were lucky enough to have him help us here last night.
Yeah, and we want to kind of see how it goes. So we had him shoot the video, and then he's also going to edit it as well, which I'm pretty sure that, like, once he starts getting into it, I mean, it's going to take
a while
because it was a super long, I mean, we long shot video. For like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the first time that he's, you know, editing a video like that. But I'd like to be able to at least have, you know, like one or two videos a month that, you know, somebody else was doing, because then that pretty much guarantees that we have one to two more videos per month than what we do. And I think it'll just help us grow the YouTube channel.
Well, and right now it's like just us filming and just me
editing
mm-hmm. at night. And it's like at night after we already had a whole day of work and being with the kids, and the kids like to stay out in the garden all night too. And I don't want to miss those moments just being on my computer and being like, you know, okay, it's the end of the day, you guys.
Yep.
I'm going to go work on my computer when it's the perfect summer night and you're enjoying s'mores by the bonfire.
I just had this little like picture of you, like,
it's not fair.
Like me and the girls are outside playing outside at night, and you're sitting on the couch with your computer on and looking outside, and then that song by Aerosmith is playing in the background, and I don't want to miss a thing. And you're like sadly looking out the windows, we're running.
That's how I feel sometimes, you know, so, and I don't want to miss that. So what I've been trying to do to alter my schedule so that way I'm able to enjoy night times in the gardens just as much as Jason and the kids is getting up earlier in the morning to edit, which then means that when we upload a video, it takes forever here. But it won't get out until like mid-afternoon, which instead of early morning, but you know.
Well, I'm really excited to see the video because, like we said, this is the first time that we were filmed. So mm-hmm. it'll be cool to just watch us talk to each other and interact. And I feel like I had a great time doing it.
I'm excited too, because I think the garden tours are the best ones to have someone else film.
Yeah.
Because I love to overlay and not have the camera move so much and be shaky, like mm-hmm. sometimes how we are, to where I just think it's so much more enjoyable for people to watch a garden tour, because he even brought out his drone. And then at the end, then we were able to just have s'mores. So we're kind of, he's showing the gardens, but we're just, you know, doing what we would normally do in the garden. So you'll see us just having s'mores. And that's my favorite part of what we do, is enjoying
the other nice together. Thing too, is I don't feel like there's, you know, sometimes if somebody's editing a video, there's always the, you know, you're keeping in mind, you don't want it to be too long and too drawn out. But with a garden tour, those ones really, I mean, some of the garden tours that we've done are long, so it's okay for them to be long. So
most people who are following us want to see what,
everything. Right. So, yeah, I mean, we had a great time doing it, and the gardens looked amazing. It was it was a beautiful night. The sky was really cool with the clouds.
And I feel like the gardens are 2 weeks ahead in their size, and I think that's because we had such like a hot start, those two hot weeks in the beginning of June, and then we now are followed by rain, which is like perfect for a garden's growth.
Do you think some of it is because some of the stuff was started in the greenhouse and it came out bigger?
No, things didn't come out bigger. Okay. I didn't think anything came out bigger than what it would normally have been if we were to buy it.
Okay. Got it. But yeah, it's everything is looking lush and full. Yeah. And
because most of our garden out there too, the food varieties, we directly seeded.
Sure, that's
so
true.
So when we first planted and seeded our gardens, a lot of them just looked like topsoil.
Yeah.
Like there was no green.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's just really cool to see, like, you know, from just a single seed, what it can turn into so quickly.
Yep, and we had, so he was actually out a couple weeks ago because we're going to be putting out a book this winter, which is kind of like a, you know, like a coffee table book, but it's kind of like a recipe book to planting raised beds. Mm-hmm. And it's going to show how everything was planted. We'll pick a few raised beds, how everything's planted in there and how it's progressed. So you can see aerial, like overview pictures to see exactly how things look in there and were planted. So.
Yep, but it'll also be a really, like Jason said, a coffee table book as well. So not just filled with some good information and ideas, but just visually too, just for inspiration and just beauty on your table for those, you know, spring, summer months when, you know, you just need that little decorative piece, but also something that you can refer to help you in your own garden.
Yeah, yep, so.
Yep, and now the kids are finally back into gymnastics.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Gymnastics their second, opened. They had their second class yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's, things are kind of going, you know, back to normal somewhat in that sense because that might be the first time that you've left the house with the kids.
In months. Because before all this happened, we were home for a month before that because Lana had the strep throat and the scarlet fever. And it was, you know, we were kind of confined to the house then. So it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And you know what? I get into the truck. I haven't driven the truck in forever. I get into the truck and all of a sudden the gas light comes on. And I'm already late for gymnastics, and this isn't the first time. This is something I've constantly complained. If you followed us along for years, you'll hear me constantly complain about every time I get into the truck to take the kids somewhere, the gas light goes on.
Yeah.
Jason leaves me with an empty tank, like, all the time. And I'm like, I drive it once a month.
So I was thinking about it, and so, I had the truck yesterday. I took the truck to work. I can honestly say I never once looked at the gas gauge. And I know other people, I mean, you have no reason to look at, you know, I have a pretty short ride to work and back. And I just, for whatever reason, I mean, the gas light never came on for me. I never looked at the gas gauge. I don't know how
it
could, because
as soon as I turned on the truck, in the garage, it came on.
I must have got that last
few feet
out of, you know, not having it come on. So I'm having a meeting yesterday morning, and, you know, all of a sudden my phone rings, and it's Casey, and I'm like, something's wrong. I'm like, okay, all right. So I had to step away from the meeting, and then that's when she,
let it loose.
Yep, and I'm I understand the frustration, but I can honestly say I didn't look. I mean, I would have totally stopped and
but
got
he
gas,
does this all the time. Just maybe next time.
He
you know,
does this all the
maybe
time.
Maybe just next time know that, okay, well, Casey's taking the car out just once a month again.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
But you don't
so
think
let's just,
about
let's
that
just
kind
see
of stuff all the time.
If, you know, the gas.
Right.
But this is something I always complain about. So it's like, you know.
So I yesterday, I just came home and just wanted to get home and didn't stop, you know, and it's like you
well,
just
well, I just wanted to get know. The kids to gymnastics.
Yeah. So, all right, moving
so
on.
I got two gymnastics and back on the light. Good
yeah.
luck,
well,
Jason.
Once the light once the light turns on, there's still like a
20
setting.
Miles.
Well, even more than that, there's still a setting that you can go to that says how many miles are left, and it's like 40. So, I mean, gymnastics is like a mile and a half away.
It's not a mile and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, yeah. I wish it was that close.
It's pretty close. So.
Yeah.
And even my work is, you know, I can get, you know, tomorrow I can get to work and back without filling it up.
And then let me take it out again.
And then it'll be Casey's turn.
Yeah,
no, I'm going to be filling it up tomorrow.
I dare you. Yeah. So anyways, Wednesdays are my work day. This is my first Wednesday of a work day in a really long time, and I've been so needing it because Jason had to actually do a lot more work with his full-time job. So it kind of left me without those Wednesdays. So I'm really excited, and it's finally my work day,
yeah.
And it just looks like a rain day.
Yeah, but that's...
Like, darn it.
It should be okay. And she, you know, Casey's planning on doing a video. She does a monthly video for Diggs Gardening, which is a gardening glove company. And she worked with them a little bit in the past, and they, at the beginning of the year, wanted to do something with her every month.
So they want to do container gardening every month, mm-hmm. And... now I'm kind of getting to the time of the year where I'm no longer creating additional container gardens. And I do have extra plants left over, but I'm kind of wondering what I'm going to do. So
what type of container?
I'm going to have to get real creative here.
Yep. Well, that's good. That's what you specialize in. So
I know.
That's your specialty.
Yeah.
Casey's creativeness.
Yep. We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the girls are now raising caterpillars.
Yeah,
well,
caterpillar. Wiggles.
Monarch.
Mr. Wiggles.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, it's a monarch caterpillar that they call Mr. Wiggles, and we got him as like a small little baby. It looked like the tiniest little worm, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't even see the color or pattern on it. It was so miniature. And someone that follows us on Instagram, her name is Heather, was nice enough to reach out and ask us if we wanted one so the kids could kind of, you know, try it out. And I'm like, yeah, of course. So she stopped over and brought us one, and I swapped her some milkweed for the
mm-hmm.
for the caterpillar.
Yep, because that's what they like to eat. If you're going to raise them, you got to put fresh milkweed leaves in there.
Yep, and you want to make sure to use leaves that are not sprayed, don't have any pesticides, so... Wild milkweed is probably most likely the best because it's untouched. And we have a lot growing in the back, so we let our back area go wild. So every day I go out there to pluck a new leaf, and you have to clean out their little area, like, often.
Yeah, so a new fresh paper towel every day.
Yep.
So pretty much just a paper towel inside and then a leaf.
And some people wet that paper towel, but we haven't, and it's been okay, so... And we started it off in just like a Ziploc container, and you can keep the cover on because opening it a few times a day is enough air for it. And then now it's getting just a little bigger. So we got like this really cute little butterfly habitat from Amazon. It's just like this little netted thing that they, you know, like that.
Yes.
You see it? You
yep.
know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I know exactly
what it is. You're
looking
at me like you're confused.
Well, no, because I all of a sudden remembered that when she... pointed out what kind to get, that there were two different ones. There's one with white netting and black netting, and I can't remember which one she said to get. I know we have the one with white netting.
Well, this one
said
for monarch butterflies.
Yeah, yep. But she said Amazon. One of them was easier to see the caterpillar through.
Oh, probably the black one then, because this one isn't as easy. But you can open up the top and stare at it all day if you want and get the clear view.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so we just switch out the paper towel, a new leaf. We actually don't do a new leaf every day. We do it almost every other day, depending on what the leaf looks like. If it looks like it's curling and wilting, I make sure to get a new one.
But it's cool because it almost doubles in size
every day.
and then, so at some point, I mean, I would think, I mean, how long do you think it'll be before it
turns into a cocoon?
Yeah.
Well, they usually say like 10 to 12 days.
Okay.
So, which would make sense.
Yeah.
It's been almost a week.
Yep.
And it's like getting larger. It's almost to the point where it's full grown caterpillar. Probably another 2 days and it'll be full grown. And then they find their way to the top of the container or habitat. And that's where they start making their little cocoon, which is a chrysalis. Chrysalis is what it's called. I can never pronounce that word. I don't know.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Anyway, so then it stays there. And I got to research from there on.
Yeah.
I've been researching.
That'll be fun. That's going to be really cool to see the whole transformation, though. Because we've got it sitting like on our countertop. So it's like we'll see the whole transformation. So I'm wondering how long they're in the cocoon stage for, you know, before they come out as a butterfly. And
this one is a learning one because if we do well with it, I'd love to do it again. And the reason why a lot of people raise butterflies is because a lot of the butterfly eggs, whether it's monarch or any other type of butterfly, a lot of their eggs actually are destroyed by natural elements. So that's why a lot of the populations are down, depending on different other insects or critters that eat it or the leaves. And
so the more people doing this, the better it'll kind of add to the butterfly population.
And it's so much fun for the kids, and they're really learning about the stages of the butterfly through raising one.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
It's like an extra little pet, you know?
Yeah, yep, so definitely.
It's really cute. Yeah. They wanted another kitten. I'm like, let's do a monarch.
Yeah, way much easier maintenance.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
Fuzzy's so easy. I would hate to like...
No, yeah. They wanted another cat because one of their cousins just had kittens. And
well, their cousin's
there's
cat had kittens.
No way, you know. Yeah. One of their cousins just had a litter, so they wanted to bring one of them home, and I said, no cat half humans coming into this house.
Well, and you know, like, Fuzzy's such a good cat, and like, she's kind of like a little dog. She's trained so well. She follows us everywhere, lets us know when she has to go to the bathroom, lets us know when she wants to come in. I mean, it's just like this... I mean, she even plays with the kids like a dog does.
Right. Anything else would screw up the dynamic.
Yeah.
You know?
It really would. Well, another cat would, but other animals wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, another cat.
Which is something that we're kind of discussing for next year. And we're going to be discussing it even more because I really want some extra little animals. I do.
Mm-hmm. I know. And I do too. You know, so we'll talk about it and figure out what the overall cost is, because the, you know, and it's probably, you know, not going to be crazy because, you know, it's not like we have to build a big barn for it. I mean, really, to get started, we can figure out what we want.
We could do a really small barn because I think starting off with just two animals is plenty and then growing into that. And I think just starting off with a small enclosure, that would be easy to add on to if we find that we do like it, you know, and that, you know, we're happy with the animals that and that we're happy with the animals that we're raising. Sorry, Jason's phone keeps kind of cutting in and out there, so just wanted to make sure we are still being recorded.
You're still good. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, there's just so much going on in the garden right now. We're harvesting strawberries now.
Yes. Yep. And peas will be ready probably more today. There were some ready last night.
Yep, but a lot today,
yes.
I think.
Yes. Pumpkins are poppin'. Well on their way and popping. Yep. And we've been getting rain here last few days. So I bet if we go out to the cornfield that Casey planted up over the weekend, there might be maybe some signs of stuff popping up.
Yeah,
you think,
so
or?
in the front garden where we did mainly all sunflowers last year, we did more of like the ornamental corn, but mixed with the sunflowers, and we kind of created a path through that garden. So that way, as it grows in, we kind of have like a little walking path to walk through the garden rather than, you know, walking through the rows real tight and, you know, so that this way it'll be kind of like a little experience and an extra place for us to explore. I'm really excited for that.
Me too.
That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think, will that wrap it up for...
Yeah, that can wrap it up for this
one. And we'll be back next Wednesday with another one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So thanks for checking out the podcast if you haven't heard it before.
Yep, and be sure to check us out on YouTube on the Lawrence Garden Farm channel. We put out a lot of great videos, and if you want to see more of our gardens, you can see it there.
Yep, have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Bye now.